Gather around your speakers, hoop heads. It's NBA story time. Jamel Johnson here to spin you tales of NBA shenanigans you didn't know you needed to know. Like that time when a little startup league tried anything to be relevant, or when Ricky Davis earned himself a dumb nickname. I also love you, Ricky Davis. Catch a new tale on NBA Storytime every week, then listen to the postgame where I break it down with comedians, ballers, and what have you. Find NBA Storytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This podcast episode is brought to you by Coors Light. These days, everything is go, go, go. It's nonstop hustle all the time. Work, friends, family expect you to be on 24/7. Well, sometimes you just need to reach for a Coors Light because it's made to chill. Coors Light is cold lagered, cold filtered, and cold packaged. It's as crisp and refreshing as the Colorado Rockies. It is literally made to chill. Coors Light is the one I choose when I need to unwind. So when you want to hit reset, reach for the beer that's made to chill. Get Coors Light in the new look delivered straight to your door with Drizzly or Instacart. Celebrate responsibly. Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
Guys, what's up? I want to take a quick second to let you guys know that our podcast is supported by Anchor. That's right. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free. There's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. I'm doing this ad from my phone as we speak. Anchor will distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. You can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. Evidently, I can't talk. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started. Now back to the show.
Washed Up Walk-Ons fans, you're in for a jam-packed episode. We've got so many things to talk about. The entire college football bowl slate. Keith Duncan and the Groza. Iowa versus Iowa State, the Cy-Hawk series. An actual fire at Riverside. Right, all these things. We got a lot to talk about. Sit back, relax. Let's have a day. Let's go.
Welcome back, Washed Up Walk-Ons fans, to another episode, number 72 of this podcast. And today I think my intro might get a little bit wordy. I've got some things on my mind right now. I think Kevin might be on a conference call. I can't quite tell. So I just want to bring us in here with some of Drake's thoughts. The initial thought is that if you guys have not been tailing us this year in the sports betting category of our podcast, you're really fucking up, because Kevin had like almost 35% win rate on his parlays throughout the course of the season. And he had an even better percentage than a much better percentage than that on his actual outright picks. I only have thrown together one parlay on the podcast, but I was 4 for 4 on the parlay. That's 5 parlays throughout the course of the season. Listen, folks, we understand that we're the best Iowa football podcast on planet Earth. That's a foregone conclusion. Nobody else gives you the insight and the fun and the material and the guests that we do. That's just what we do. That, you know, we love this podcast. We love bringing you guys good content. But you guys are really fucking up if you're not helping the degenerates of Eastern Iowa try and burn Riverside to the ground. You guys got to tail us, because we were good last year. We were selling. We were saying we were printing mortgages last year. Come in this year, we have a pretty good percentage on parlays of all things. Like, it's hard to hit a parlay, and Kevin just banging them off every week, you know. So you guys got to take our sports betting section seriously, because you got to print money with us. We're trying to burn Riverside to the ground. Secondly, and more importantly, Keith got fucked. Kluver, what do you got?
I am speechless. I'm not speechless, and that's good for you guys, because this is a podcast, and if I was speechless, you wouldn't be hearing anything right now. I'm going to give you my thoughts, my actual words on this situation. I'm upset. I'm upset because I know special teams. I know kicking really well. Not as well as I know long snapping, but it goes pretty hand in hand. I know that Keith Duncan was the most deserved kicker in the nation for the award of Lou Groza. And we are about 13 minutes as we record this post Lou Groza announcement that was given to Rodrigo Blankenship of the Georgia Bulldogs. I understand that this award was voted on the day before the SEC championship, which significantly impacts the resume for the year-to-year comparison between Keith and Rodrigo. Rodrigo finished his season. I mean, they have another game of the bowl game, but he finished with a 1-for-3 performance inside of a dome in the biggest game of their season. And that, my friends, is not what the best...
Correct me if I'm wrong. None of the kicks were from 49 where Keith hit his from, correct?
He did... He hit one of the ones that he missed was a long one. It was like 52, I think.
Okay.
But granted, in a dome, it shouldn't matter. What really affects a long kick, why long kicks are hard, other than kickers just running out of leg, but 52 is not running out of leg. A lot of people think you hit that 50 mark. It's the leg that people are messing with. That's not the reason that it's so hard to kick from distance. It's the fact that that ball has to travel further, and the further that ball has to travel, the more the conditions, the wind, all of those things play a factor side to side on that ball. Anything hit funky, if you hit it weird, it's got a lot more room to spin off and do some crazy things. So yes, it's harder to hit it long, but plenty of kickers can hit a 60-yard field goal. I watched three Iowa kickers in a row go bang, bang, bang on 60 yarders in practice one day while we were practicing. It's the conditions that make it tough. And the conditions that Keith Duncan kicked in this year, I tweeted about it today, the Iowa State game alone, he was kicking in a swamp. Rodrigo kicked in, and this is not 100%, but I'm guessing... He plays in the SEC. I'm guessing Rodrigo kicked in 70-degree plus weather, less than 10 miles per hour wind, sunny, 90% of the time or more. And it doesn't get better than the frickin' Georgia Dome. It's not the Georgia Dome. It's the Mercedes-Benz Dome. And it doesn't get better than that. There are no better conditions. And he went 1-for-3. In a clutch moment.
In the biggest game of the season, like you said. So I mean, it's not Rodrigo's fault, but it's forever fuck you, Rodrigo Blankenship. I mean, sorry, kid. Sorry, goggles. You're ugly. Your goggles are ugly. And you went 1-for-3 in the SEC championship. So eat Keith's meat. He's the real Groza winner. I don't give a shit about this political shit. Yeah, that's my thoughts.
Yeah, I feel so bad for Keith. I don't, and you, we're talking to the two guys that know me best, other than my wife, and my family. These two guys know me better than anybody on earth, and they know that empathy is not my thing. I am not a naturally empathetic
person. The longest
time,
we thought he lacked it altogether. We thought he was at zero and he was a full blown sociopath. So, yeah, we worried about our guy Kluve there for a minute. I digress. Continue.
That's all true. Empathy is not my thing. I am hurting for Keith Duncan right now. It feels so bad. And because empathy isn't my thing, I don't do well when I do feel bad for other people. So I ran up the stairs absolutely livid, tried to calm myself down for this podcast, and here we are.
But I do best, and I got him revved back up. And the rest of this podcast should have some pretty good content to it.
Yes, we're going to move on because this isn't all about Keith. There's a lot to talk about tonight, and we're already about 7-8 minutes into this thing. This is going to be jam-packed with content. Drake mentioned in the intro. First of all, also, before we move on, again, we're using this video feature now. I can see the other two. Kevin looks like he wants to take the mic cord and wrap it around his neck and jump off a chair in the room that he's sitting in, because I believe he is on a call for work, or he was at one point. And it just, he doesn't look happy.
He looks so filthed.
And it's one of the best podcasts that we don't, like, we don't need Kevin tonight, honestly. He's laughing right now on the mute, but because I got plenty to talk about. I can talk about the politics of the college award show all day, but Drake mentioned in the intro about burning Riverside down, and we almost actually did it. We forgot to mention it on the last podcast. There was actually a fire at Riverside.
Yeah, that was hilarious to actually hear about and have people tweet at us, because I've got a great alibi. I don't know about these.
Holy fuck!
What?
Sorry, that was just a very annoying phone call.
Welcome into the Washed Up Walk-Ons podcast, episode 72. Kevin Ward, everybody.
I was afraid Kevin was about to come through the screen at me, guy.
And I'm on the phone all day long. It's late at night, and people want to keep fucking calling me. I try to, like, okay, yep, uh-huh, sure, sounds great, yep, uh-huh, uh-huh. Uh-huh. Like, Jesus Christ. Like, I get it. Let's just get seven. Oh, my God.
All right. Now, Kevin, now that you're here.
I'm sorry.
Your quick thoughts on Keith not winning the Groza and the fire at Riverside.
Okay. Well, I literally did not hear about either of those things until, like, you told me 2 seconds ago. Keith not winning the Groza is a goddamn disgrace. They let Four Eyes win it, then, I assume.
Yeah.
Yep. Do they?
Yes. The weirdo won it.
I mean, the dude, like, missed two kicks in the SEC championship. He missed a kick versus South Carolina that cost him the game. I don't know how you can give that guy the best kicker in the country.
Yeah, like, I think that right there is more kicks than Keith missed all year.
I mean, you take you know, these big brass balls that Keith has swinging under his legs,
which has to be hard to kick with, dude. When you have a 9-pound hammer cock and you have to kick with that, you know how much that significantly alters your center of gravity? Just imagine if your fucking meat swings left when you're trying to swing right. Are you kidding me? You have Keith's like a smaller framed guy, you know, he's got some shit to overcome.
So I think, you know,
I'm going to clip this and
put it on like Keith is never, like, you know, intimidated by the moment. And he, yeah, he's just, like, just stone cold, man. He just nails kicks. I don't know. I don't know how you cannot give it to him.
Yep. That's basically where we ended up. And, like, the fire.
I don't care about the award anymore. Fuck the trophy. Cause clearly it doesn't mean shit.
Right.
And that just, right there on national television, they just completely made their award irrelevant, because it doesn't mean anything now. The best kicker didn't win. Stats are stats, analytics are analytics. The kid got screwed. So who gives a fuck about the award? I hope Keith is still dumping vodka all over college women at Summit very, very shortly, because the kid deserves it. He's the real winner.
All right. Well, and then Kevin, your alibi for the Riverside fire.
When was it?
It was, like, last week sometime.
He's playing it off like he doesn't know that he started it.
I have no knowledge of this. You can talk to my lawyer. No, I had no idea. Was there, like,
I don't know.
I think I went there, like, on.
I mean, Drake went there enough that he probably knows the cooks in the kitchen. They probably set off some buffet.
Is there, like, an actual fire, or is it just, like, a fire alarm goes off?
That was an actual fire, I believe.
Yeah, essentially.
Moving on. We got to get to some other stuff, because I've got a list here, and we're already, we're 12 minutes.
What's it matter, man? These people love the content. If we go for 75 minutes, we do it.
I wish we could go. This would be a 2-hour podcast, I promise you, if I wasn't waking up at 3:15 a.m.
Yike.
So yeah, I got the early shift tomorrow opening the gym. Before we move on, took a little Twitter poll this past week. There was some confusion, has been since we started the podcast, on
who Drake and Kevin actually are. Clearly, my feminine voice is distinct enough to decipher between the three. But Kevin and Drake, people always tweet like, love when Drake gives his picks, or when Kevin opens the episode, it's great. So I took a poll on the Wash Up Walk-Ons Twitter. Turns out that 1 in 5 of you guys listening right now think that Kevin is Drake and Drake is Kevin. 80 to 20% exactly at the end of the poll.
Which I must say, I am just truly disgusted by.
To be honest, I'm a little bit disgusted too, because I thought that it was... Two things were very clear. I thought that my humor was much better, and I thought that my appearances were much more bountiful. So I'm pretty disgusted by the fact that you guys don't understand the guy who actually shows up and makes you laugh.
So,
I mean, it's a valid point, Drake. But I also am, disgusted by the fact that, you talk about taking nasty shits on the podcast and telling people to take their meat out and hammer it. Like,
hey, and if they would have took their meat out and hammered it, they would have went 4 for 4 on that parlay, and it would have paid them out like plus 800.
All I'm saying is, don't quote me on that, because that's not me. It's not me. So
for those wondering, Kevin Ward is this voice that you'll hear right now.
Hi. Yes, this is me. This is Kevin Ward right here.
And Drake Kulik is the voice that you hear now.
Tail me on this UFC parlay, and let's burn Riverside to the ground.
There you go. Moving on. All right, I'm going to check that one off the list. There are some other things to talk about. This episode, really, the base of this episode, is supposed to be about the bowl matchups, because we have not talked about this. This is our first episode back since being announced that the Iowa Hawkeyes are going to take on the University of Southern California Trojans in the Holiday Bowl on December 28th.
I loved the people lobbying to get the podcast out to San Diego. Like, that wasn't just some obscene amount of money that people were going to have to spend.
Figured it out, and it would be about, depending on where I flew out of and Kevin flew out of, and then hotels and actually how many days we were staying there, you're looking at about, if anyone's really considering, and I made a funny tweet that said, make a poor financial decision and send the walk-ons to San Diego. If you're interested in that, it's going to be about $4,000. So
you won't have to pay for me. My mother will be in town for the holidays, and time with my dear mother is more important than going to San Diego. I already live where it's warm. I worked out on my patio this afternoon. It was great. Got a little sun on my face. So these guys probably deserve the snow. I'll sit this one out.
You deserve the snow? Well, fuck you too.
No. I mean, they deserve the sun from the snow. Sorry.
Yeah.
As awesome as it sounds, I also will not be attending the Holiday Bowl, free trip or not. So
wow.
It would be interesting if someone offered, it's like,
okay, so this is huge. It cuts down significantly. If you want to watch 1/3 of the Washed Up Walk-Ons podcast live
just
from
to get
San Diego at the Holiday Bowl,
so
the cost just got a whole lot less. We're looking at about, I'm going to take my wife. I'm taking my wife. So you're paying about $2,000. Who wants to cough it up? Taking offers.
But if they wouldn't pay for your wife, could we get Lauren to stay at home and you just stay on a pullout in Keith and Colton's room? And
for real?
And then
all I need is,
all
and I
you
can
need
probably
is a flight.
Yeah, because I can get a game ticket for free if it's just me.
For sure.
I'll hit up the guys, and
you'll
then,
find one ticket down there for sure.
Right. And if not, I'll just contact Ben and be like,
guy, I'm here.
Guy.
All right.
I
we gotta have a team meeting about this shit. Okay.
Oh shit, all right.
We're 2 days into this bull trip. I found out we got a goddamn guy who graduated 2 years ago living in the fucking rooms, okay? Do we know what's going on here? We came here to win a football game, okay? You had your fun.
The fucking noise.
We gave you a fucking couple days to go run around and have fun and shit. And I find out you got this jackass who's doing a podcast living in one of the seniors' rooms, okay? How do we expect to win a bowl game with guys acting like this, all right?
This is bullshit. You know, and that guy, he had his time, okay? He was a player for 5 years. He went to 5 bowl games, okay? He is not part of the team anymore. He should not be staying in your rooms, okay? And that's just bullshit.
I just want to bring something up quick, right? We got a...
Hey, guys. Yep, it's me again. Got to interrupt the episode real quick to talk to you guys about Spotify. One of the sponsors of this podcast. On Spotify, you can listen to all your favorite artists and podcasts in one place for free. You don't even need a premium account. Spotify has a huge catalog of podcasts on every topic, including the one you're listening to right now. Yeah, we're on Spotify. I don't know how we did that, but pretty cool. Other things you can do on Spotify is follow your favorite podcast so you never miss an episode. Premium users can download episodes to listen to offline, wherever you are, and you can easily share what you're listening to with your friends on Instagram. If you haven't done so already, be sure to download the Spotify app. Search for Wash Up Walk-Ons on Spotify or browse podcasts in the Your Library tab. Also, make sure to follow us so that you never miss an episode of the Wash Up Walk-Ons.
Hey, Kluver, you guys remember Kluver, right? He graduated a couple years ago. I caught that fucking pass against Ohio State, all right?
Tripped over his own feet.
Could have scored, by the way. All right. We find out he's living in Keystone. He's bunking in Dunk's room, all right? And I don't know. I must have missed the team meeting where I said it was okay to have other people staying in your room. But I don't give a fuck if it's Donald Trump, all right? We're not letting anybody in our room except for our team and our staff, okay? So, yeah, we're going to take care of that shit. And you guys better lock it in. We need to be humming, okay? We got a game in 4 days, all right?
That is absolute podcast gold.
Fuck.
I don't know where to go.
Just go to your next fucking thing on your list.
What's next on the list, man? There's check them off.
We got to talk about them. I was going to California. They're playing the Trojans.
Yeah, we'll talk more about the game when it's closer to the game. That's really
for sure.
That's all we know right now, man.
That's it. We're playing USC. USC's 8-4. Good team, not a great USC team.
They want their head coach fired. Listen to this. I've got insider information.
I don't think
that's one of my best friends is a USC diehard fan ever since Reggie Bush. He lives with me. He's been my roommate forever. Except when I was living with these guys, of course.
You think we can get Reggie Bush on the podcast?
I doubt it, but he works for Fox now and he likes to cover hot games sometimes. So maybe. But Jared hates the coach. He knows that a lot of the fan base hates the coach. They keep extending Clay Helton or just like allowing him to coach one more year and the fan base is hating it. So it's kind of an iffy situation there. We've got players playing for a guy that they absolutely go to death for. So I think we got him there. I can't wait to talk shit for the whole game and then hopefully for my entire life afterwards to Jared. So let's get this one done. That's where I'm at.
I mean, that was accurate information, but by no means was that insider information. That's pretty common knowledge, I think, that they're not happy with the state of USC football.
It's my understanding that basically they want more. Maybe call them the Nebraska, the Pac-12.
No.
I don't think that's fair because USC.
No, I know. They're better. Their current state of the program is still better, but their fan base, they're greedy.
But like if you look at their receiving core, like look at the guys that like they have guys.
They have an absolute lineup, and we will get to that. Before we move on to another subject, any other interesting bowl matchups? You know, it was fully released, so we were correct. The top four is LSU, Ohio State. Drake paid me his $20. He's a man of his word.
Yep.
Ohio State gets the 2 seed. Wisconsin game obviously hurt them a little bit. I think LSU dominating Georgia helped them more than it hurt Ohio State. And then you've got Clemson at 3 and Oklahoma at 4. Oklahoma's going to get run by LSU, and then the other game is going to be a fantastic game, I think, and it's going to be an incredible championship.
And what's pretty cool is that the other one is at State Farm Stadium in Glendale, Arizona. I just so happen to live pretty close to Glendale. Check the tickets. They weren't that outrageous. So 33.3 repeating percent of this podcast will be checked in at the college football playoff.
We're going to have a live.
What color is you wearing?
I'm wearing Hawks by a million.
Okay.
Love it.
So there you go. Love Hawks it. By a million will be represented at one of the semifinal games. We're going to have an on-site reporter. Drake Kulik will be there to give us the deets.
And I might I might just do something egregious and out of pocket and just pull my meat out and run across the field with the Hawks by a million shirt on.
All right.
You know, get the good pub.
I would love to see you be just destroyed. You know, by
you know
security.
They say all press is good press, but I don't know. I don't know if that actually applies here.
Yeah, we're going to have to talk about that as
no,
a production team.
No one needs
team.
To see the snake skin run across the field at halftime.
Okay. All righty. The production team at the Wash Up Walk-Ons LLC is going to have to talk about that one on their Monday meeting next week. speaking of, we got a little bit more official. It only took me 816 months, but I finally processed and finished setting up the bank account for the Wash Up Walk-Ons, which means huge stuff for you guys. In a moment, I will talk about that at the end of the episode with a couple other things. But a couple other interesting matchups. We've got Oregon and Wisconsin in the Rose Bowl. It's going to be a great matchup.
I can't wait. I think that's going to be a good game. I don't know which way to pick it either way. I think it's just going to be a good football game.
It's going to be awesome. The other games now, fuck. Now I go to. I should have it up. If I was a good podcaster, I'd have it up. Kev, what do we have?
So I think that Iowa State Notre Dame game is going to be a good one.
Kevin's a great little degen, so you know he's got it up.
Yeah,
got my picks already, boy.
Yeah. What are the other interesting like top matchups? We got like Utah versus.
Utah versus Texas. I think Utah runs away with that one.
Yeah.
Texas is back to 7-5. Let's see. Who we got? Michigan, Alabama.
Love that matchup. Hawks slide by, miss the roll tide action, the Crimson Tide. And good luck, Michigan.
Yeah, GL, guys. I'm going to, you know, I don't have a ton of faith in Michigan's quarterback. I don't have a ton of faith in Alabama's quarterback, but I have a
Alabama's
whole lot of faith.
Quarterback's really fucking good, dude. Even their backup, he's good, man.
Yeah, he's a decent quarterback, but you know, he's not Tua. He was a backup for a reason.
I mean, yeah, because if fucking Tua is going to go in the top 5 picks until he broke his hip.
So, yeah, he's an unproven guy. It's kind of a big situation.
I mean, Tua's been hurt. He's been in the game a lot. So, I mean, he's a good quarterback. He put up 40-something versus
he
Auburn,
did do so. That. He did put up a big number.
So, all I have to say about this game is the last time Alabama wasn't playing for a national championship, Oklahoma beat, like, the shit out of them. I think that was, like, 2013. And who knows how many of Alabama's guys sit out this game. That's the only thing. That's the only thing you got to be cognizant of. Otherwise, the line is -7. If all of Alabama's players are playing and playing to win, they win by 30.
Wow.
I was definitely going to say they cover because I have all the faith in the world in Saban. That was where my point was going.
The thing with Alabama is they are one of the couple teams in the nation that could play. And this could happen. I truly believe this would happen. Maybe not this year with LSU, but those kind of teams, those 3-4 teams that just have that, those insane, so far past everyone on a different level of athletes depth wise, just top to bottom on their roster, those teams are liable to win by 40 on any day against anyone. And that's just the way it could be.
Speaking about a team with some insane athletes, Auburn's playing Minnesota in the Outback Bowl.
Dude, sorry, Gophs. Sorry.
That's the problem, though, is that the Big Ten is kind of going to get exposed here, I think. Ohio State is, I think, it can beat Clemson, absolutely. And they're going to be the saving grace. But, like, I think Michigan gets blown out, and I don't think Minnesota's probably talented enough to – stick with an Auburn team when the defense of Auburn can run so much faster.
I think Minnesota might be able to put up some points, man. They got some really good receivers, but I think Auburn's run game like just wears down Minnesota's defense. That's the way I see it.
Yeah, I just think they wear them out altogether. It's just Auburn's team wears them out.
Yeah, the athlete, it's just that athlete factor. Minnesota's got athletes. couple really good ones.
They got some dudes, okay?
They got some dudes, all right?
Now,
this team, Auburn, all right? They're recruiting qualifications. First one on the list, you got to be a dude, okay?
now, can be a dude, all right?
All right. But are you a dog? that's another podcast.
Shout out
for
Coach
another day.
Walsh.
So basically, it's Ohio State, it's the Hawks, it's Wisconsin.
What do you guys think about the Iowa State game? Notre Dame, tough draw.
Yes and no, man. We've seen flashes of Notre Dame being good. We've seen
they're a flashy team as well.
We've seen Notre Dame play very mediocre at times, too. It depends what Notre Dame shows up. So that's another team, too, that, you know, like, I feel is like, you know. So I grew up in Chicago, a bunch of Notre Dame people around. That's a fucking arrogant fan base, too. I just got to say it. I don't like Notre Dame. They're like, they've like won like one national title, but they still feel like they should be like in the conversation every year. So if they go to the Camping World Bowl, what Notre Dame team shows up? I don't know. I think it'll be an interesting game. I'm not sure which way it'll go. So.
Speaking of the Cyclones, Iowa and Iowa State currently almost to halftime in the basketball game. This just in, the Hawks at Hilton Coliseum, up 20.
Oh, no!
Up 20.
The Hawks taking little bro to Pound Town in Clown Town.
37-16 with 2 minutes left in the half.
They've got 16 points in the first half.
That is correct,
oh, man.
My friend.
The That's
Iowa
a mushroom
Hawkeye state. Basketball team playing defense? What?
The Iowa State Cyclones losing a game?
To the Hawks? Fucking shocker.
Oh, wait.
The women got it last night. Now, it's a rivalry game. It's at Hilton. Shit'll change. Second half, they'll come back around. But that's a good lead for the Hawks. I'd love to see those guys. I would love to see them just bury them.
Dude, they've scored 16 points.
85-32 final.
I'll tell you this. I've been in Hilton, though, when a legitimate Hilton Magic was in the air, and it's something else.
Yeah, I'll never forget 2015, I think. We were up 20 like at halftime, and they came back and won.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be a game. I expect them to come back. That's how that shit works. But big first half for the Hawks. All right, a couple other things before we wrap this one up. A lot of awards were announced. AJ, Tristan, Keith, they're making All-American teams across the nation. Love to see that, obviously. OJ was announced that he is going to be playing in the Shrine Bowl, which is cool. Good deal for OJ.
Shout out, OJ.
Definitely want to have OJ on the podcast. I think he'd be a fun guest. And then I had another one, but I'm going to save it because I think we're going to talk about potential leaving juniors. Who should leave? Who shouldn't? Who's in the conversation? Okay. And what holes that fit? What holes that we need to fill for next year?
Give me this one right here, real quick. Just because Keith has been the topic of conversation since he's on top of the world, man. He wins the Big Ten Kicker of the Year. He's first team this, first team that. As a kicker, how does your stock get any higher, and how do you possibly live up to a record-setting year when it was a down offensive year? Like,
this is
the way that things work in special teams, and you say it can be so finicky. How could his stock ever be higher?
So the one thing with Keith, and it's a very easy answer, he doesn't kick off. If he wants to play in the league, he has to kick off. And so Keith needs one more year, has to get that leg strength to as much as he can get it. He has to be the kickoff guy next year. That's the big thing. And so for Keith, it's easy. If he was the kickoff guy this year, he'd be looking at an actual decision because he could go and get drafted with the year he's had. Whereas next year, fair shot that I don't want to say he doesn't get drafted, because if he has another year where he's around 90% field goals, no matter how many he kicks, he's got a shot to get drafted. But he kicks off.
How many kickers get drafted a year? Two?
Two or three. And so if he's still in that conversation,
Earliest, what, fifth round?
Yeah, unless you're fucking Alberto Aguayo and you go second round to the
and then absolutely the Bucks. Flop
bust.
But yeah, you're right. Fifth, sixth, seventh round is where specialists.
I probably would just never advise someone to leave if your top projection's at fifth or sixth round.
Right. So Keith doesn't have a decision. He'll come back. He'll kick. Hopefully, he has the same kind of year, or similar, especially percentage wise, and he has an incredible shot next year after having a good year of kickoffs as well, but he needs those kickoffs. But yeah, we're going to talk about all of that in the next episode. We're actually going to be talking with another human who kicked balls for the University of Iowa on Sunday for our next episode next week. Won't reveal exactly who that is, but we'll get to talk about the Duncan snub, Groza snub with him. And that's all I got. What else?
Army-Navy game this weekend.
Army-Navy. Great game. America as fuck.
You could say it's my favorite game of the year.
It's always incredible. The both schools show out. It's a production. It's a great thing.
It's on the bucket list. I got to go sometime before I keel over in the next 5 years.
Yeah.
I am getting pretty old.
It's sad that we're going to have to replace you.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think you'll be too upset about it. No,
it'll be easier to get this thing started on time.
Yeah, probably.
For real.
But yeah, so I only got one awards winner of the week for you today because we only got one college football game this weekend. It's Army versus Navy. I think I heard Drake spitting out some stats. If you guys want to know, I went through the statistics of awards winners. We were picking at a clip of 70.9%
on individual picks.
That's very, very good.
That's decent. So I probably should have told you guys not to do parlays and just do individual picks. We would have made more money.
Straight up.
Big Ten.
They can make that decision for themselves, though. I mean, they're grown adults.
Yeah, I mean they're going to, Big Ten, 77%, man. I should have just quit my job and picked Big Ten games. So Army-Navy, Army's plus 10 versus Navy. Service Academy games, man, they're always close. They run the same offense. They know how to stop it. It's going to be a long, drawn-out game. Never a ton of points scored. Army plus 10 just feels like a steal to me. Take the points. Go Army. Beat Navy.
I like that.
And like I said, there's a big UFC pay-per-view, UFC 245. I've got three title defenses, Amanda Nunes, Max Holloway, and Kamaru Usman. Went chalk. It's just kind of – I don't think there's going to be an upset. That's just kind of what it is. I went with that parlay. So
for those
you guys are into UFC and you want to watch it and have a little skin in the game, that is how I'm betting.
Yes, for those that the lay people that are listening and aren't in the sports betting world, Drake going chalk in quotations means he's picking the favorites for all the matches. That's it. I want to talk real quick about Patreon. We have a Patreon account, and some people have found it, and they pay us like we get like two people to pay us like $5 a month right now, which we didn't never announce it. It's just another way for podcasts to make money. It needs a lot of work. There's some tiers on there that I've put up that are in progress. And when we have a permanent merch store, this Patreon thing is going to be much more in play. But if you want, you can go and support us on Patreon and just choose your own donation. That's another way to support our podcast. It's a monthly thing. We super appreciate it. And as always, review us on the old iTunes app or wherever you're reviewing podcasts. We are eventually going to read a couple of those off, and the lucky winners are going to, if we like your review, are going to win some free Hawks by a Million t-shirts. So that's it. It was an action-packed episode. Keith, I hope you're drunk regardless right now, because you deserve it, buddy. So cool to see Jackson Subert and Colton Rastetter, the unit, get to make the trip down there with him. Man, I feel for those guys because they deserve that award more than the Georgia people do. Not that they don't deserve it, but they just, our guys deserve it more. That's it. That's all I got. Kevin, Drake.
Go Army, beat Navy. Hawks by a million.
Burn it down. Hawks by a million. Walk-ons out. Peace.
I'm MJ Acosta Ruiz.
And I'm Lindsay Zarniak.
And together we'll be hosting the On Her Turf podcast. This summer, On Her Turf is hosting a daily Olympics podcast
that focuses exclusively on women's sports and the amazing women competing in Tokyo.
We'll bring you interviews with Olympians and in-depth analysis on your favorite teams.
Plus, we're going to talk about some of the challenges still facing women's sports today.
So join us daily at On Her Turf as we cover all the excitement of the Tokyo Olympics.
Be sure to check us out on Apple Podcasts and be sure to follow On Her Turf on Twitter and Instagram too.